Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, we are in New Jersey up beneath the sea, but this is our 18-year anniversary show. And Roger here in Grenada has been nice enough to offer up a concoction to kick off this
quick trip to Grenada.
It's kind of like a toast, right? And this might turn into a shot show.
Scuba Radio toast.
That's what I'm saying. 18 years on the air, thanks to Roger and Grenada. We have, well, what do we? What kind of rum is this?
Coconut.
Coconut. Of course,
coconut
it is.
Yeah.
What, do I have to spell it?
Smell it.
Oh, smell it. No, I can smell it. Yeah, I thought I'd just spell it. I'm like, oh, that smells. It smells like Grenada. Grenada is waffling through my... waffling? Is that a word? No. But, yeah, we better just drink it. Yeah, okay, you guys ready? 18 years on the air. Here we go.
Knock it back.
All right. I know you have the chocolate.
That is... Oh, and then you follow up with Grenada chocolate? Oh, my gosh. You know, Grenada's is known as the third largest producer of cocoa in the entire world. Take a little bite. Oh, boy. Now, this is how you celebrate an anniversary right here, baby.
So,
you got some more.
Yeah. Like I said, I got something nice for the spring water later on.
To compliment the spring water from Jerry the Diver Guy.
Spring water?
I don't know. No, Jerry the Diver Guy, he did bring some, I shouldn't say this on the air, I guess. But let's just say he has acquired a mason jar of spring water for us to celebrate in style. But you just had your coconut rum from Grenada. What's better?
Well, I've give up spring water for this coconut rum for sure.
There you go. What do you think, Roger? You had some of the spring water last night. Maybe yes. You take that recipe to Grenada. You know, it's kind of like, I don't, that's either an international incident or it's a cross-cultural exchange.
Actually, we can use the spring water, because what we can do is we can put some spices in it and let it sit for 6 to 8 weeks. And let it and no, but you're really gonna love it.
Yes, I know.
After that, it's gonna be really flavorful, because it has great potential. Yeah. And I have my hats off to Jerry, man.
Okay, can I ask you a question,
Jerry?
Yeah. Why didn't you do this 6 weeks ago so you'd have it here now?
Well, I only now found out about the spring water.
Oh, brother. Yeah. You know, at some point, we're going to talk about diving here, too. But, you know, that's what happens when you get a bunch of divers together that aren't diving.
Yeah.
We're drinking like fish, right, Terry?
Yeah.
Well, when we have something to celebrate, which is like our anniversary of Scuba Radio and stuff.
Absolutely. Congratulations, by the way. 18 years. And you know what? We've been together for almost that long, too.
At least. It feels like it.
Oh. Our first
I mean, it doesn't.
Our first trip.
Tiffany.
Do you remember our first trip, Greg?
I don't remember what happened last night, Terry.
Yes,
what are you kidding?
Do. You remember?
What trip? Wait, Curacao or where?
In Curacao.
Right.
First trip. That was, oh my God, that was 2001.
That's why that was.
Yes, that was a long time ago.
One. The Sea Life camera. Do you remember that you gave it to him and he was this big and now he is 19?
In jail?
No, he's 19. He's 19 and in the United States Coast Guard.
Oh, that is awesome.
So we have to be very proud of him.
You know, over the years when you meet people like this, like we were talking to some other folks, it is kind of cool to look back and like, okay, despite my best efforts, they actually turn into productive individuals in the world. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels better than looking back and saying, God, we're old.
Yes, I know. And and as much influence as that you had on my son to make him bad, he really did turn out good.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, so who's going to, oh, you're leaning in, just having fun? Come on, just say hi.
Hello.
Hello, and yes, and what are you doing here? Just hanging out?
No, I'm Susanna.
Yeah, well, I think, oh, Susanna.
Susanna.
Oh, Susanna.
I'm reporting for Depth Magazine.
All right, cool, and you're just here covering the show, too?
Well, I came to see these people.
Terry, well, yeah, was it for the free rum or just to hang?
Where?
There's rum. Oh, see, you actually came to talk to people, not just for the free rum, that they're having a rum tasting here from Grenada, so obviously that's where we have gravitated to at the moment. You know, when you're celebrating an anniversary and they break open the bottle of rum, it's only appropriate this. What's going on, Terry? What?
Oh, you know what, Greg? You know what, Greg?
I want to get one.
Greg, I can't even say it on the radio. I got to keep it to myself.
Okay. It's good. If you said it, it would put you in jail or something? What?
No, he wouldn't put me in jail. Not me personally, but...
Yeah, but I will bail her out.
Yeah, she got bail bondsman. That's what dive buddies do, hey, Terry.
Yes, I know, Greg, but you know what? What I have to say has to be kept inside.
Okay, and we'll keep that
times,
for our next year's anniversary show.
You've known me for a lot of years.
Long time.
How many?
All good,
times,
quality time.
Yes, I know, but how many times have you talked to me that I have not
Step
kept something in?
You've not kept a secret?
Exactly.
Never.
And so this time, I must.
Keep the secret?
Yes, I must.
It's about Jerry?
No, it's not about Jerry.
What is it about?
I can't tell you.
It's about Tiffany?
It's a secret. If I tell you, I have to kill you.
Yeah, well, I have so many of those. All right, they're posing.
Can you pose?
All right, we're orchestrating a group photo with the scuba cowboy, Jerry the diver guy, Squirt. And Simon from Dominica has jumped in. Yeah, what is going on? He's from Grenada. He's from Dominica,
you know,
not Grenada.
In Grenada.
You welcome everybody.
Welcome anybody.
See, it's one big happy family. The islands all get along. And Grenada, it has its little niche. They're the Spice Island. Dominica is the Nature Island. And Terry's company, Deep Blue Adventures, you guys service all of those. You offer dive trips to all those cool places, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have trips to Grenada. We've got trips to St. Lucia. We got trips to Asia. We have trips everywhere.
When you go to someone's like, where should I go? And Terry is the person who will tell you where to go.
Absolutely. We tell you where you
go.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you've been there. You've done that. You know, you want some this type of diving? I'll tell you where to go. I know where the best stuff is.
You tell me what you want, and we fit you to that resort. We work for you. We don't work for the resort. So every resort out here on the floor tells you they're the best. But if you come to us and you tell me your needs and wants, we match you to those instead of working for the resorts trying to sell.
You're talking about the best. You know, I got published in USA Today this year. Did you know that, Terry?
Oh, no. They
asked me to create a top 10 list of the best diving in the U.S. and Caribbean. And what do you think came in number one for me? My personal feelings as far as... Which island?
Fiji.
Well, it was Caribbean and U.S., Fiji didn't count.
Grenada.
Grenada was in the top 10, but what do you think was number one? You know where I've been. And in one of the places I rave, you mentioned Fiji, and this is kind of like Fiji in the Caribbean. We're just talking to Simon. There's another hint. Simon from Dominica.
Of course.
Yeah, see?
Castle Comfort.
Okay.
Castle Comfort in Dominica.
Okay, all right, yeah. Dive Dominica. But Simon is from Dominica. Let's go catch Simon. Simon's my good friend here in Dominica. And yes, he had wandered over to the Grenada booth for a photo op. How you doing, buddy?
Awesome. Isn't it great that you can just pop from island to island with 10 feet?
Exactly.
10 feet.
That is... Were you like photobombing Grenada's booth? Is that what, from Dominica's standpoint, or
absolutely,
what?
Absolutely, totally. You know, we're trying to represent Dominica in the photobombed.
Well, you got the Spice Grenada. Island, the Nature
exactly.
Island. They kind of all go together, don't they?
And we're all friendly.
Yes, absolutely.
So he'll be photobombing my photo.
But I was just telling Terry. I was trying to tell her. You know, they asked me to create this list, top 10 dive sites in the U.S. and Caribbean, and it took her a few. But I finally got. You know, first she said Fiji. I'm like, no, U.S. and Caribbean, Terry. You had to get her to focus, but finally she figured it out. When I said, okay, Simon from Dominica. Oh, Dominica, of course, that was your pick. So that made some news over there on the island that I picked you guys as my fave. Huh?
It did. It was treated like the biggest, best news. I mean, everyone in the island was just calling me saying, congratulations. And I was like, what? You guys are just rated one of the top dive sites. And I'm like, really, Wes?
Who did this?
Absolutely. And then I was like, even the media were calling, the newspapers, radios. I was on radio making comment about, yeah, this is a fantastic piece of marketing for Dominica, and thanks to Greg.
You find out it was me, like, what? What is this?
But I don't think anybody really understood that it was Greg.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, hey.
The news was so big. And it was treated as such a serious piece of journalism.
Sorry, they don't expect that out of me. That's not really my MO, is it?
And it was all just Greg.
Yeah, so, you know, I got published in USA Today this year. I star in Sharknado 3. I was a book editor. There's a lot of firsts that happened this year for us here, Simon.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And you're celebrating your
18 years on the air. All right, we got more coming up from BTS in New Jersey in our 18-year anniversary show next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Kevin Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm going to Jersey Shore.
Yeah, New Jersey. You're a woman, no, you're a little girl. No, a nun with a ruler in each hand. You're a strict rule brought you to me.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea, largest diving event in the Northeast, also our 18-year anniversary show. We are having a ball. Shots of rum are happening, so I make no guarantees what you're going to hear over the next 45 minutes or so, but we'll manage, and I have a feeling we are going to have a diving celebrity or two pop up, so you're not going to want to miss that. Now, one of the people we're hanging with right now, I have not talked to him on the air nearly as much. I don't know if we've had you on the air before, Neil, have we?
I think maybe 5 or 6 years ago,
Yeah, exactly, because he's at a beautiful resort on Little Cayman in the Cayman Islands, Southern Cross Club, and he sounds like it. But no, you're actually from where?
I'm originally from South Africa.
South Africa. So I was going to say Australia, but you would have smacked me if I would have said that. So I figured it'd be better if I let you answer that question. So there you go.
Yeah, don't hold it against me.
Never, never. I love that area. Actually, you know, when I was on Seth Meyers' show the other night, when I say on it, I would mean I was in the audience. And Ben Stiller was on it, and he was talking about shark diving in South Africa. Have you done that?
Oh, yeah, I have, for sure. Yeah.
Done that? Is that a lot different than the diving they would have, like, in Guadalupe or something like that, or what?
It's similar. In Guadalupe, you've got really good visibility.
Right.
And the cage is much deeper in the water. It's 20, 25 feet.
Right.
The great whites are smaller.
They're bigger in South Africa. You can't see them sneaking up on you, so it's a little bit more of a pucker factor involved in the diving, I'm guessing. You think?
Yeah. I tell you, the last time I dived, we had four that were over 16 feet. So.
Wow. Yeah, they're big. And so I guess if you're into that kind of thing, like Ben Stiller is, you know, hey, God bless him. Well, diving's diving. But it's much more tame in Little Cayman, I'm guessing. You don't have those critters to work with. The diving you have there on Little Cayman, you know, we got Bloody Bay Wall, right, or something, right?
Yeah, it's most famous for Bloody Bay Marine Park, which is outside of the Jardín de Arena, Cuba, the oldest marine park in the Caribbean. So it's been around since 1986 or so. It sits on the most pristine marine park or piece of wall that's anywhere.
You're getting twerked on by Mermaid Tiffany.
Yeah.
He just kind of looked like, hey, I...
Very, very distracting.
Yeah. Oh, us mermaids don't call it twerking, we call it working.
Twerk by a mermaid.
Twerking, working, same difference.
Murky.
Okay. She's trying to score a trip to Southern Cross Club, I have a feeling.
Oh, probably in the near future.
That's how it works. You twerk to work or win or something. Water. I don't know. But yeah, now Southern Cross Club there on Little Cayman, you know, one of the smaller islands in the Grand Cayman chain. So you got that kind of diving there. But the Southern Cross thing, that's a very popular thing you can see in that part of the world, right? What months? Because I've seen that once when I think I was on a boat in Ceiba at the time. But where you're at, it's a very prominent feature or something you can see in the sky at certain times, or what?
See it after April.
After April and then through...
As you know, it's a time of year thing, but you really have to know what you're looking for because it's very low to the horizon. So a lot of people overlook it.
Right.
But most people think that the Southern Cross cannot be seen from the Northern Hemisphere, but it was first found in the Northern Hemisphere in Greece. So
there you go. So that's the origination for the name of the resort, or is it after the Crosby, Stills, and Nash song?
Well, the song is definitely a favorite of the owner, that's for sure.
Right.
But it's difficult to say because the club's been around since 1958. And, you know, the first group of 20 guys that put it together, all of them have passed on now. So
right.
I'm gonna stick with it. It's a compilation of both.
Okay, there you go. Exactly. Just make up a good story next time. And we'll help you with that maybe. But other than, the Bloody Bay Wall Park, it's been established, been there for years. What's the main thing people go there for? Just to get away from the main crowds maybe on the Big Island and want more of an exclusive type of, diving thing going on, or what?
Yeah, we see a lot of people coming down in small groups or couples. I mean, we're a 14-room resort, but it sits on 900 feet of beach. So it's very low density, and we try and transfer that through onto the dive boats as well. We have two boats. They max out at 14 and 12, but we try and keep the numbers at about 10 or less. So we're trying to go for that personalized experience where, you can dive if you want to, but if you just want to lay on the beach or go on a paddleboard or, bicycle around the island, we're quite happy to have you as well. So.
Now, I have not been to Southern Cross Club myself personally, but I've been in the general vicinity before, and the one thing that stood out from my years of fuzziness over the years from dive site to dive site, there was a particular critter there in the area, which was the octopus on a night dive. And they were a little bit more friendly than other places that I've been to in the Caribbean. They said, be careful. The octopus like to gravitate to warm spaces, possibly on your body. And they did not recommend wearing open shorts or board short type of thing. You ever had that issue at your resort or no?
No, I cannot say we've had that issue. But
now you know.
Smart advice.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could be something maybe you should start. Because, the first thing I did is put on my loosest board shorts I could find. I'm like, hey, that'd be the best action I'd have in like 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
You're killing me, Greg.
Well, hey, that's just what I do. But yes, do you have a particular favorite dive site there at the resort that you go to personally, or what?
Yeah, I would say the most popular or most requested dive site is one called Mixing Bowl. And Mixing Bowl is where the two halves of the Marine Park meet. You've got the Bloody Bay section of the Bloody Bay Marine Park, which is characterized by really steep sheer drop-offs that start off at about 20 feet, 20, 25 feet. It then changes and goes into the Jackson Bight section of the Marine Park, which is characterized by a mini wall starting very shallow and then dropping down to about 50 feet, a big sandy open patch that gets to the main wall and then drops down the main wall. And where those two parts of the Marine Park meet is Mixing Bowl. Its original name is Three Fathom Wall. That's its original name.
Okay.
And when you think about
it, a fathom is what again?
Is 6 feet.
I'm just testing you.
Well, the reason it's 3 fathom wall is because the mooring pin sits at 18 feet.
Right.
So you can literally do your safety stop on the edge of a 6,000 foot drop off wall.
Sweet.
And that is why Little Cayman is famous.
Very nice. Yeah. And it's easy to get to. You fly right into Grand Cayman and then take a puddle jumper flight, or is there a boat or a ferry, both?
No, Cayman Airways Express are the company that run the flight charters, and it's about a 35-minute flight, but it's all dive-friendly, so you get two checked luggage bags of 55 pounds and really easy. A couple of flights.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of people come into Grand Cayman, and obviously the diving and the whole atmosphere in Grand Cayman is phenomenal. You got to go there, but if you don't visit Little Cayman or Cayman Brac and do a little out-island experience, you've really shortchanged yourself as a diver, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a bucket list dive destination for sure.
Absolutely. And where do you go when you're not on the island in Little Cayman? Do you got a favorite place outside the area? Grenada, Dominica, New Jersey rivers, what?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Jamaica, actually. I've spent a lot of time there. I like the people. Yeah, I like the people. The diving, they've got a couple of critters that you don't find anywhere else, dragonets and things like that.
That's a unique suggestion. I love it. Yeah, and that's what you learn when you're talking to your buds here in the industry. SouthernCrossClub.com, right, Neil?
Correct.
We got more coming up from Beneath the Sea next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master at Beneath the Sea, 18 years on the air for Scuba Radio this week as well. And I told you we were going to have some big wigs from the diving world, and it doesn't get much bigger than this, than Jean-Michel Cousteau. Jean-Michel, how are you?
I am alive.
That's
and
a good thing.
I'm very well, and you know, because I dive, salt preserve.
Well, there you go. You've been preserved accordingly, as you should. Well, now, we were just talking before we got on the air here, and Jean-Michel said, oh, yeah, when was the last time we spoke? He's like, wasn't it out on the beach? And I almost got electrocuted when I was on a Segway or something at Ocean Fest. That did happen a long time ago, Vegas. Yep. So I almost tried to kill you, but it didn't succeed.
Not, didn't work out.
Which is a good thing, because you do such great work. You're here at Beneath the Sea promoting Ocean Futures, right?
Yes. Ocean Futures Society, which, as you know, is a not-for-profit company that I created after my father passed away to honor his philosophy. And that's what we do, and we'll never stop.
Yes. And you're signing books, obviously, I see, for everybody that shows up today that would like one.
That helps Ocean Futures, because membership at Ocean Futures is free, because we have had a lot of kids who wanted to be members, and it's illegal to give away a membership of a child. So now our membership is completely free and totally protected.
And Jean-Michel, when you talk to him and you get to know him, if you have the fortunate opportunity to see him speak to a crowd, it is moving. And it's all about sharing the love of the oceans and sharing that message, isn't it?
Well, I think people still have to learn that we all depend on the ocean. There's only one water system, whether you live along the coastline or way inland. When you drink a glass of water, you're drinking the ocean. I'm French. when I drink wine, I'm drinking the ocean too, because most of the wine is water.
We've drank a lot of ocean over the years.
Oh, yeah. You see him over there? He's an amazing
guy. Oh, yeah, Stan Waterman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Stan
we're going to.
Stan Waterman is just.
Jean-Michel's getting crazy over Stan Waterman. Who would have thunk it? But there you go.
Catch him.
We'll go get Stan Waterman next. All right, thank you, Jean-Michel.
You're welcome. You again.
Thank All right, you. More coming up from beneath the sea. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick with, and he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man, and he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man, doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man,
scuba diver man,
scuba diver man,
scuba diver man,
scuba diver man.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and he is the scuba diver man.
Take it, Scooby-Doo.
I come over, and even Jean-Michel is yelling for him. And I'm talking about Stan Waterman. He's surrounded by beautiful ladies. Stan, how are you?
The end is near. Yes, I can tell.
The end is near?
I heard Gabriel's trumpet the other night, but no, it wasn't Gabriel's trumpet. It was a sea nymph playing on a French horn, and it's the invitation to madness. So I'm going to stick on until I'm about 150.
Oh, well, you should. And you still got it going on. You're surrounded by beautiful ladies. Megan Cook is here, one of the, former Rolex winners, right?
Yes, sir. Rolex forever.
Were you a Rolex winner?
Yeah, you didn't know that. You just brought her over here because she looked pretty, didn't you?
On top of all of this, you have brains as well.
Yes, sir. A big one.
That's great. Those Rolex awards are very well given. These are wonderful people who get them, and you're going places.
She is big time. She got her award, got her scholarship, and now she's like a big player in the industry, kind of save the world kind of thing, right, Megan?
Yes, indeed. So I'm now working doing deep sea exploration work using ROVs and going to places humans have never been on the seafloor, broadcasting it all live so kids can get inspired to keep exploring the world.
So you're here to get some more inspiration from the shark man, Stan Waterman, or what?
I'm inspired every time I get to be near Stan. He's one of my icons, and I have loved every time we've gotten to spend together in the last few years.
Oh, be still my heart. I think I'm going to have to sit down.
Yeah, before we started, Stan was going, okay, young lady, what are you doing after the show? I heard that. Still got it going on, Stan.
Hey, it's only one time around, boy, and you better grab it. And this lady, if she's into wreck exploration, history brought to life again is one of the most exciting prospects for a career I know. Good for you.
Absolutely. So, Stan, you're here at Beneath the Sea signing like a new version of your book, right? Is that what it is?
It is just the second book, a follow-up.
Yeah.
Because you know when...
The first one was a huge hit, and you've been working with Catherine Castle from Dive Training. She helped you out with this new version, I believe, right?
Hey, absolutely. Catherine is a pro. And if you spend a lifetime with adventure, you come home with a goodly store of stories. For
and Catherine just tapped you on the shoulder. She goes, okay, that's another $20,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Right. Thank you. We're a good team.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, it's an amazing company. Yes, start signing. I don't want to back up the line here. That's just what I do. Megan, what have you been up to? Yeah, well, she's still schmoozing with Stan Waterman. You know, that's the thing. Stan is the man who loves sharks. And Jerry the Diver Guy's with me as well. And Stan, have you met, or Jerry, have you met Stan before?
I have met Stan. It is such an honor to be here among all these people that live in legend. The conservation that they have done is just unbelievable, and we are thankful as divers to these guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Sea Salt was the original book that he wrote here. And actually, I got a copy of that at Beneath the Sea several years ago. So this is called Sea Salt 2, More Salt. And you got one, Megan? Is that the deal?
I do. I have a signed version now to keep forever. And it's a great book. It's on Amazon. Wonderful stories of the beginnings of this whole dive industry and the wonderful adventures of Stan all around the world.
Yes, obviously you've gotten to know him through some connections you've made in the dive industry, and you know he's an extremely colorful character, right?
Yes, Stan is a great adventurer. He is a wonderful literary man, totally the Renaissance man of the industry. He'll quote you poetry and then tell you a joke that'll make you blush right afterwards.
Yes, well, there's no doubt about that. And some of those stories are captured in his book, these little anecdotes and stories he's had over the years, and they are quite colorful, very entertaining, whether you're a diver or not. So, let's move out of his booth just a tad, give him a little space, because he's signing these books, and it's starting to line up, and we don't want to stop the process.
What? Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No,
we're just doing a live radio show. Don't worry
about
it.
That's okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. No problem. So, Megan, so you're deep diver exploration, so you're following in the fin kicks of, like, Robert Ballard, right?
I am.
You're working directly with him now? Is that the deal?
I am. I'm working with the Ocean Exploration Trust. Bob is actually my boss, and we are doing deep sea exploration, going to parts of the seafloor that humans have never seen before, and we broadcast it all live. So if you go to NautilusLive.org, you can watch our robots, not our divers,
right. But
our big ROV, remotely operated vehicles, chugging along on the seafloor and discovering brand new things.
Now, Bob Ballard, he's the guy who did the whole Titanic thing and started that craze, and now he's on discovering new shipwrecks and new horizons. So what is it for him? I've never talked to him directly, but obviously I've followed some of the stories. It shows up in the news here and there, and obviously he's quite the adventurer. So when you get to know him and work for him, what motivates him? What do you see in him that keeps him going all these years?
What motivates Bob is to inspire the next generation of explorers. So a big part of our mission, sure, we go parts of the seafloor no one's been before. We develop brand new technology that makes it possible, because it's really hard to go to the bottom of the ocean. But what we are all about is inspiring kids to pursue STEM. So science, technology, engineering, math, to understand there's parts of the world we haven't seen yet, and that it's going to take smart people, smart kids who are working hard in school, to go to these places. And they're important. About half of the United States is actually underwater. No one knows that, but we, with all of our territories...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Half the United States is underwater?
That's correct. So...
Well, you mean like Louisiana? What do you mean? Explain.
Mostly Louisiana.
Yes, okay.
But a lot
of
the other parts of the country as well. So we actually have a little buffer, kind of like a 200-mile... outline around all of our country that we get to control. It's called the EEZ of the U.S., and we have a lot of territory, mostly in the Pacific Ocean, around these islands, and we haven't explored it. We don't even have maps of our country. So Lewis and Clark, back in the day, you know, they did a lot of exploration, found out we had beautiful places like, California in our country, and we need to do the same thing again and look at the parts of the world that are America's and figure out what we want to protect, what we want to utilize.
What we got down there.
Yeah, what do we have? We don't even know.
When you're going down there, are you operating the ROVs? What are you doing right now? Or is that like the next step? You want to be a controller of some of those things? Or are you behind the scenes doing some of the research type stuff? Or both?
Some of both. So we have a great team. We have a lot of people that are ROV pilots. Those people are usually engineers. I have a science background, so I work with the science team, and I also work in the education team. So we have, just like a football team would be awful if there were, 52 quarterbacks on it, you need a lot of different people that do a lot of different jobs. So I get to tweet and make sure people are tuning in on Facebook, and you can send in your questions live and chat with our team on the NautilusLive.org website. So I get to talk with people all around the world and tell them why I think ocean exploration is exciting.
She's like the social media expert for the expedition, it sounds like to me, right?
Yes.
A little bit of that.
They did let me drive once, and I'm angling all the time to let them let me drive more.
Nice. So your next expedition is when? Like, you go out like a couple weeks at a time or more, or what?
So we are going to be live 24/7 for 6 months, beginning in 2 weeks. So April 9th, we start live, and we'll spend time in the Gulf of Mexico, go through the Panama Canal. We'll be in the Galapagos. We'll work up the west coast of the States and head up into Canada. So 6 months live, 24/7.
Wow. And so you're going to be on the boat for the entire 6 months?
I will not be on the boat. We bring out a lot of interns, college students, so they'll be on the boat. I'm going to kick off the season starting in 2 weeks, so on April 9th I'll be there to do the big launch, and then a lot of people, 400 or 500 people, will get to be out on the ship during that 6 months.
Wow, wow. I remember when Megan was just a young little scholarship winner, and now here she is saving the world. That is great stuff. Now Megan, you know, Beneath the Sea is about bringing all the dive folks together, and here's somebody you probably haven't met. This is Jerry. Jerry the Diver Guy. You heard of Larry the Cable Guy? This is Jerry the Diver Guy from our show now. Say hi. What do you think? This is our future, Jerry, or are you our future? What is it?
She's our future, not me.
I don't know, whatever it takes, right, to spread the love of diving and protecting the oceans, we do what we got to do, right?
Yeah, it's going to take all of us, absolutely. Of us.
So when you leave on this expedition, what's going to be your favorite highlight you think that you're looking forward to the most? Do you have one?
Ooh, I just love being out at sea, and I love the fact that anyone around the world, if you've got a smartphone, you can be out at sea with us. You know, I've been out to sea in my career for a long time, and you're bobbing around in the ocean. That's great fun and all, but it's nice that other people can do that too. So whether you're an ocean explorer in full career or whether you're kind of an armchair explorer, I like that people get to come along and share in the expedition with us.
Very nice. Now, here at Beneath the Sea, who else do you plan to schmooze with?
Oh my gosh, I'm excited to meet Nick Kalyanis. He is one of my favorite underwater filmmakers, and Becky Kagan Schott, who is a rock star woman and a rock star diver. I can't wait to reconnect with them.
Get to it, and we'll come back with more from New Jersey next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
The dive master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Receive a tax refund this year? Have an upcoming trip planned for spring or summer? Reward yourself this year and turn your refund into a reef fund by signing up for your first or next PADI certification. Whether you want to explore sharks or cenotes, walls or wrecks, PADI has a range of options to enhance your next dive adventure or vacation. Check out their new Reactivate course to refresh your scuba skills before your next trip. Visit PADI.com/tax refund. That's PADI.com/tax refund to learn more or to enroll in a PADI course today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Big news! You're all invited to my party.
put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Yes, we are.
Come on and take some birthday cake.
Okay. Yes, it is our 18-year anniversary or birthday, as obviously he would like to point out, and we apologize for that, but what are you going to do? All right, look, we are here at Beneath the Sea celebrating in style. This is the largest diving event in the Northeast, and it is always fun to come out to this event. Obviously, we have diving celebrities that you just heard, like Stan Waterman, Jean-Michel Cousteau, and then folks like Jerry the Diver Guy. And if that weren't enough, we run into Vinny Two Tanks from Spare Air. Hey, how are you, Vinny?
Good. How are you today, Greg?
I'm good. We're celebrating our 18-year anniversary, dude. It's happy birthday time, anniversary, whatever. You're going to get into cake and jump out of it later, they said.
Wow, I don't think people want to see me in out of a cake. Maybe yes. One of the mermaids would be better a choice.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk to them about that and see. But how are you? You're here representing Spare Air, talking to all the Jersey divers, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. We got some interest. You know, I always like to talk about it because it's something that people don't realize they need, and I like to enlighten them about it.
It's peace of mind, a little extra, you know, air tank that you strap to your BC, and, you know, it's totally independent and just a great backup system, really.
Right. And we thought of everything. You can fill it yourself off your own full scuba tank. It has a holster, a mouthpiece cover, a leash in case you drop it. It's a complete redundant system, and pretty easy. It's easy to buy, cheap to buy.
Exactly. Spare Air is one of those things, when you see it, you're going to, wow, why didn't I think of that? That's a great idea. I don't usually have these with me, and maybe I should. And you don't want to really have that situation where you go, oh, I should have had that. This is one of those pieces of dive gear that you should have on your BC. It's there when you need it, but hopefully you never do.
Right, it's pretty inexpensive. It's only like a couple hundred bucks. But when you need one, you don't have one, you'd probably give $10,000 for it.
Absolutely.
So it's better to buy it ahead of time.
Yes, but they get a lot of testimonials from people that have purchased these things and did have to put them to use and ended up possibly saving their lives. So it's a very cool piece of safety gear that every diver should consider having as part of their arsenal of dive equipment. Jerry the Diver Guy, you have one of these, don't you?
Oh yes, I've got a Spare Air. And it's wonderful. It's like strap-on insurance. It's there to bail you out.
There you go. So, yeah, you know, he brought some spring water down for Virginia for our birthday. What do you think of that, Vinny Two Tanks? You want some?
Actually, I'd like to try it because I'm kind of into home-created products, so it might be interesting.
Homegrown?
Yeah.
From Virginia. Yeah. Okay, so he brought it up to the area. We'll see. Actually, unofficially, no, he didn't. But, unofficially, maybe.
It exists, yes.
Yeah, whatever. But, so are you excited for our trip in Turks?
Oh, yeah. I can't. That's all I think about is May 16th. I think that's
that's right, you're going over there early.
No, I'm going
early.
Ahead of time, yeah.
That's right, he's doing a little recon.
Yeah,
I'm for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October.
I gotta tell you about it, but when I get back.
Yeah, see, you're going to do 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
On the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard. In May. Yeah, and that's around my birthday. And so he's going to go out on a 2-week trek that will actually not just start in Provo, where the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 is anchored, and you board that and then cruise around the islands of the Turks and Caicos. This will actually go over to Grand Turk, which is about a 50 to 70 mile trek that they don't normally go. But on this particular itinerary, they're doing that just for you, right?
Crossing my fingers and hoping the weather holds so we can make that trip there, yes.
Yeah, so you'll be fine. You got a 2-week window. Come on in. Ask a question.
How much is it? Like,
how much are the Spare Airs, Vinny Two Tanks?
Small spare, and then having things that you have to clip on, and all together.
Okay, average dive shop sells them for $260.
Yeah.
And it's a complete system. It comes with a holster, a mouthpiece cover.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
It comes with this refill adapter because you can transfer air off your own full scuba tank and fill it yourself.
Oh.
The beauty of it is when all the air is bled out of it, like this one here has air in it. It's 3,000 PSI.
In that little thing?
Yes. Same thing. And when all the air is bled, you can just unscrew it from the cylinder and get on an airline. It's really great for dive travel.
Have you ever considered one of these before?
Ever since I started, that's what I've been asking for.
You've been wondering. What's your name?
I've only been diving since October, so.
What's your name?
Ruth Ann.
Are you from the area, Ruth Ann?
No.
Like, where are you from?
3 hours, Maryland.
Maryland, okay. Well, I do scuba radio, so we're here. This is Vinny Two Tanks, and you've seen this product, and you've considered adding it to your dive gear, huh?
Just now, literally.
Just now. That's what we were just saying. It's one of those things you see it and you go, wow, maybe I should have one of these on my dive gear, huh?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
So where have you dived in Maryland? Have you dived around a lot or no?
No, we just came from Cayman Brac 3 weeks ago.
Like it?
I loved it.
Was it the best thing you'd ever done in your life? You say you just got certified, too?
Yes, I was just certified from Dutch Springs in October.
Oh, okay. Dutch Springs, one of the local places here. That's about an hour from here, isn't it? Or is it farther?
Well, from my house, it was a 2.5 hour, 3 hour.
So, but the diving in Dutch Springs doesn't quite compare to Cayman Brac, I'm guessing.
No, not at all.
I haven't been to Dutch Springs, so I don't know.
Not even close. I'll never go back.
You'll never go back to Dutch Springs? No, don't say that.
I'm sorry,
they're good people.
They are good. No, it's not the people. It's just the type of diving that
I enjoy. You have been converted into a quote-unquote warm water wuss?
Yes. Warm weather, warm water diver.
Okay, warm water wuss is what we call it. I'm from Florida, so, you know, I can relate to your preference of that warm bathwater type diving.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
the way to go, isn't it? So do you got another trip planned, or are you like scoping out the different places here beneath the sea and thinking where you're going to go on your next adventure?
We have another one planned in Honduras.
Roatan.
Yeah. Honduras. Coco View.
Uh-huh, yeah. Next they're exhibiting
March.
Here at BTS,
oh,
right?
Okay, really? I'll have to look. I haven't seen them yet. I saw a couple of St. Anthony's down here, but I haven't been to...
Well, we're going to the Turks and Caicos in October. Maybe you ought to join us there with Scuba Radio. What do you think?
Give me the info.
I'll get you all the info.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, enjoy the show. There you go. So you never know who you're going to run into. Well, look, it's been fun. I'm going to do some more recording that you'll hear next week on the big show, so make sure you tune in for that. But till then, thank you so much for making this goofy little show we do every week possible. It's your support that does make it happen, and we've been going for 18 years now. I can't believe it when I say it out loud, but I feel very humble when I do, and I appreciate your support specifically on a personal note. So thank you so much. Till next time, remember, it's always better down where it's with.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.